It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little Hootie, kidding me? The WIP Afternoon Show.
I feel like you would not be a Hootie guy.
I love Cracked Review, this album.
Oh, okay.
Did a whole podcast about it last week. Absolutely.
Oh, so you're all Hootied up.
Yes. We come from different worlds. Are you kidding
me? Why was everyone doing that voice in the 90s?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it came from. The first one that started singing like that.
Everybody was doing it because it made money.
Made money. Well, Eddie Vedder was the first one. Yeah. He was like, and then everybody else was like, me too. You know? It's a lot of
Creed got in
Creed,
there.
Now he could really sing. Scott Stapp could really sing. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have Donovan McNabb coming up in a half an hour, right at 3 o'clock. Then Elliot Shore Parks after him. Then Jordan Mailata after him. So if you're all greased up and mad.
Oh, come on, man. God.
About the Bryce thing. I promise you, it'll go away soon. So we're talking about Bryce Harper, his lack of hustle when he hit that, what ended up being a single to right field. Whether this is finally enough for you to say enough is enough, this can't happen anymore.
We sure he wasn't going to get thrown out at second base?
Oh, come on.
Oh, he definitely was getting thrown out at second base. That's for certain. Hey, but that's not the point either.
It's not the point at all.
I'm not coping. Yeah. I'm not doing what people are doing with the Jalen video on his second interception.
We're not switching to Jalen yet. Well, plenty
of
time.
We're talking about a real superstar.
Yeah, all right. This guy redirecting. And next question today for a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight at the Expo Center at Oaks on Saturday that benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Today in 1991, Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana came out, so we want your favorite 90s song, and the winner at the end of the show will get a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. Jack, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to Champagne Supernova. Oasis back together.
Oasis
exciting
is back.
Stuff.
Sold a lot of tickets.
Sure
there.
They did. Very expensive, I'm sure.
A lot of tickets.
So I'm going to see how long I can go without giving out Tupac songs.
I thought you would go Tupac first.
Of course. I mean, that's where I would naturally go.
I stayed away from Tupac because I figured you would go Tupac.
No, I'm going to go, for me, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
Is a quintessential
classic, right?
Song.
Yes. And it's still a hit.
Yes. Now, there were
that's the only good song.
No, Snoop got some good songs, man.
There were some good radio songs. Edits of that song, by the way, because in the regular one, it's smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice. Mm-hmm. Now, there was one edit that said smoking, sipping on gin and juice.
Yep.
And then there was one, my favorite one, went smoking, sipping on gin and juice. There were good edits. So mine, obviously, there are millions of them. And if I pick my favorite one, you guys wouldn't know it. So this is my favorite one that you guys would know. It is Aerosmith's only number one song of their entire career came from the Armageddon soundtrack, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which today, if it comes on the radio, I would not turn it off. It is one of the best ballads of all time.
Unbelievable song.
Great movie, too.
I agree.
I love Armageddon.
Everything about Armageddon.
I dated a girl in college who said Deep Impact was better than Armageddon.
No.
I broke up with her on the spot.
No. And I like both, but no.
It's not even close.
No.
It's not even close.
The graphics are better. Like, everything is better.
Yes, the actors.
Better actors, yes.
Armageddon, kidding?
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What up, Chris?
It's all about being accountable.
Yes,
Spike,
right.
Eskin, I owe you an apology. You are correct. Mm. Last time you called out Bryce, I was wrong.
Kiss my ass!
That's Jack.
And the one who could be blamed for this is Jack Fritz, because I think Jack brought this bad juju on Bryce when he started doing the T.J. McConnell remarks yesterday. I think that's like a little retribution came back his way.
It does always come back to me.
It does.
Jack didn't warn us about that one, by the way. Like,
yeah,
we were
not.
Going to break.
He went rogue on his own with that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but in all seriousness with this, it's – you know, I roasted Jalen earlier and Bryce on this, but it's, guys, it's timing. So, like, you know, Jalen, if you want to throw in the triple coverage and you want to throw across your body end zone, hey, if there's 8 minutes to go and you're up by three touchdowns, you try and want to make a splash play, knock yourself out. Same thing with Bryce. You can't do this when it's a 1-1 game, bottom of the ninth, and you're up. You can't stand there. Like, if you were up by five runs and you want to try to watch it, okay, different circumstance. You're also in a pennant race. You're also in the, you know, trying to get a bye week. It's just the wrong place at the wrong time. And the thing that kills me with him is I feel like this is something we have few criticisms on. And then you guys hit a lot of stuff on the head with him. And Bryce, if you're listening, because I know you listen, you know, wearing the Fanatic shoes and the Fanatic gloves and the Fanatic headband, that's all cool, but that means nothing compared to putting your heart and soul into what you're doing that we would love to watch you and have the ability to be able to do. So you need to do the more important things than the frivolous little show pieces, because the show pieces are icing on the cake, but if the cake tastes terrible, we don't want it, okay? So he is this not hustling and this staring at hits and watching balls is – pause. It's gone on long, long enough, all right? It is time to knock it off, because this thing is impeding the greatness of your own ability and the greatness of your own leadership, because if I'm in that dugout and he ever turns to me and says something wrong, I'm going to look at him and be like, dude, get out. Now, I think, Ike, I think you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he needs to turn to his teammates and they need an apology more so than his manager does.
Right.
Because kissing the butt of the boss is kissing the butt of the boss. But doing it to your peers is a sign of respect to them, going, dude, that's on me. It's not going to happen again. And that's how I feel about this.
Well, yeah, it's a good call, Chris.
I got an answer for you.
Yeah,
you
so next question is best 90s song. Give us yours.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little Gangster in Paradise with Coolio.
Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. Yes, sir.
Coolio,
Gangster's
yes.
Paradise.
Appreciate that, Chris.
Terrible movie, Dangerous Minds.
Yes, with Michelle Pfeiffer. Coolio, who I booked for Wing Bowl.
I do remember that.
Yes, one of the
rest in peace, Coolio.
Rest in peace, Coolio. One of the true heart attacks I ever had was Coolio played Wing Bowl. I've told this story before, right?
How did Coolio pass?
What's that?
How did Coolio pass away?
I don't know.
I don't either, but was it a heart attack?
Oh, I don't think so. Right. I don't know. It's no disrespect, Coolio. I'm just telling a funny Coolio story.
Right.
God bless Coolio right. and his family and his friends.
I didn't know how he passed, yes. But when you said it, I was like, hold on, did he pass?
Yeah. Looks like an overdose.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, not good,
not
obviously.
Good either, yes.
Yeah. So we booked Coolio to play Wing Bowl. The only rules we gave, two rules, which he and his manager were fine with.
Yep.
No new songs, because you're only going to be playing for...
Yeah, I don't want no... Yeah, yeah. Hell no, no new songs, yeah. Yes.
No new songs, no cursing. Because
oh, wow,
you're
really?
Gonna, well, you're going to... Especially when you're live
over the radio.
On the radio.
Yes.
So Angelo tees up Coolio. And by the way, I tried to bring a little, you know, different kind of pizzazz to Wingo.
Yeah.
Ric Flair, all that kind of stuff.
You tried to add something to it,
yeah.
Yes.
So Coolio, it's hilarious. It's perfect for our demographic.
It was awesome, yeah.
So Angelo, remember the two rules. No new stuff, no cursing. Angelo goes to him and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Coolio. And he goes, I'm going to play you some new S. So he breaks both
right,
the rules
right first.
In 3 seconds. I run as fast as I can from one side of the Wells Fargo Center to the other one just to yell at somebody. I went over to my friend Gordon who helped book it. And I looked at Gordon and I just go, what's going on? And he just went like this. He put his hands up. He just shrug emojied me. So then eventually he played Gangster's Paradise.
Which is all we wanted to hear.
1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
Or whatever the hell. And
yeah,
everything
he
was fine.
Songs, yeah, he got two or three songs.
Is that when you decided to go to the Limp Bizkit cover band? You're like, it's time to get to the cover
tribute band.
Tribute band.
And yes.
What is the difference?
So a cover band plays songs from all different artists, but a tribute band dresses like the band and only plays songs from one artist.
You see how tight he got?
No, it's different. Once, they're different things. It drives me crazy.
Do not step into his realm, man.
Get the Let Out is a tribute band. Mr. Green Jeans is a cover band. Those are the difference. If we're going to pick two local ones.
Pretty good names. Get the Let Out.
Is a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Okay.
Yeah. Tribute band, rather.
Okay.
Jeez,
there
Louise.
You go.
Yeah. So here's what Rob Thompson was asked about the... So you could see afterwards, by the way, that Bryce went up to Thompson in the dugout. Mm-hmm. And Thompson's face after the hit, by the way, was hilarious.
Like a disappointed dad.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I know that look.
So here's when Rob Thompson was asked after the game. Here's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when the guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, makes sure that he knows that you know and everybody yep. knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind yep. of set a tone, too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle. And you know, he's accountable. And he admits to his mistakes. And that's all you can ask for, really.
I wonder where everyone was the last 17 times this happened. He's accountable. I'm glad he said it. I'm glad he acknowledged it. And I bet, by the way, Bryce saw that reaction.
There, yes.
You know, and was part of, he actually looked like he was begging for forgiveness in the dugout. Yeah. He looked like he was explaining himself. But
yeah, imagine the thoughts that were going through his head out there when he was on the bases.
Yes.
No, he was thinking about Spike. He was thinking about WIP, and he was like, they're going to freaking roast me again tomorrow, and Jack's going to be huddled in the corner having to defend me again. Like, the second that T-Mac said, oh, he didn't run that out, I was like, oh, come on! Like, this is all this day's going to be is Bryce this and Bryce that, and I don't want to deal with it.
I just wanted to talk about the Eagles today.
Jalen, he throws interceptions. Bang. Yeah.
The Twitter question. Oh, by the way, God. Wait till you hear the results of this Twitter question. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94wip.com/marks. Here is the question. Are Bryce Harper's non-hustle moments a big deal? Yes or no? Now,
oh God,
what do you please. Think? What do you think the vote is?
Yes.
And
it's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
60% yes.
Yes, okay.
I just imagine this poll 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. I would have imagined you put it out there.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, not patting myself on the back. Yeah. A well-worded Twitter question.
You did. Thank you did. You could have cheated.
You didn't try to fudge it in your ass. Yeah. Yes. No. Listen, it's. I think fans see it too. I think a lot of fans. Like I said, we all like Bryce, but the core of us as a fan, and I can continue to say us, because I've been here long enough, 27 years almost. But it was the player that I was.
The hustle guy.
Yes. I didn't have the athletic talent that some of my teammates had. I couldn't coast, right? Like, I had to play hard all the time, sometimes to my detriment early in my career when I was overly aggressive at times. But effort was never going to be a question about me.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And my play. That's how I – hell, forget about just playing in the NFL. That's the only way I survived at Michigan State. At 210 pounds. So playing with effort and toughness is all that I knew and all I've known my whole life. And that's what this city is sort of built off of.
For sure, for sure. Just like I said, there are players who Allen Iverson, now Iverson's complicated because he did not give effort in practice at all. But he was perceived during games, which people could see.
He laid it on the line. Yes, sir.
And he never won a championship, but he is treated as if he did because of those things. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Corey in Columbus right after Ike tells you something.
All right, right after I tell you, you need to join myself and Spike tonight.
All right, at Miller's Ale House.
That's right.
Okay.
At Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting for the Phillies game tonight. Now, we'll be raffling off tickets to an upcoming Fields game, courtesy of Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Come out, enjoy Miller's Ale House Happiest Hour menu featuring $4 Surfside Iced Tea and Vodkas. Now, the Surfside team will also be there for a sampling tonight. And with over 60 wall-to-wall TVs, that's right, 60 wall-to-wall TVs at every Miller's location, you can always keep an eye on the game. We'll see you tonight at Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting.
60 TVs. I could watch Bryce staring at the ball he hit everywhere I look.
There's no way to escape it.
No, and thank you to Miller's who brought us a bunch of food today.
Oh, my God.
And I'm always so happy when a place brings food and they think, oh, Spike doesn't eat meat or anything, and they bring me something special. So thank you.
Yeah.
And they brought something healthy for Jack, had a little, vegetables and rice or whatever you ate. And then there's the buffalo chicken tenders.
I'm a changed man, Ike.
A changed man, yeah. Wow. Some of you.
Some of me.
Some of you, yeah. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. Am I allowed to change the topic? I wanted to talk Eagles, but I put on, that's why I said I don't want to break no rules.
No.
Well, you're breaking rules.
Yeah, you're breaking rules right now. We're going to talk Eagles later. It would be weird to do an Eagles thing right here.
Then fine then. I work it in. Ike is right. When Ike hit that boy in Atlanta, he made it rain. So Ike, I had that hustle with him. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, since you want me to talk Phillies, I'll bring it up. That's why Jalen Hurts is the number one athlete in the city, and I'm going to keep saying that, because if it wasn't for Spike, everybody would be talking about the Eagles still, Jalen Hurts throwing interceptions, all that. That's why Spike is on the show, because he brings accountability. That's why Jalen is always going to be number one and will be number one, because you're on the number one team and he's the number one player. Should Bryce have ran it out? I mean, of course, they didn't lose the game, so I mean – it's not that big of a deal. But if they lose the game, it's going to be a big deal. But, Jalen throw the interceptions, it's a big deal because, we still won the game. But, Spike bring it up. That's why Spike is my guy.
Corey,
my dog.
That hammer is real, for real.
Corey, here's the good news. In 15 minutes with Donovan, we're going to talk about Jalen's interceptions.
Back to Jalen, yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you had all this out right now.
And Donovan know what's up. Donovan, he will say, he got to work it out or whatever. But, real quick, I know I'm breaking rules. I'm going to just throw this out here because I know it's probably going to be brought up when Elliot comes on here. When Bryce Huff, everybody's been talking about Bryce Huff a lot today about how he's been playing or whatever. Remember, when we first got Hassan Reddick, his first two games, nothing. And then when that boy went up against Walkie Tua Wentz, he ate him like a cookie, had three sacks. So, we got to see. Bryce Huff might do a thing, But I holler at y'all since I broke the rules.
It's okay, Corey.
We'll let you break the rules.
My song. Let me get my song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 90s song. Next question. What's your 90s song?
I got a Mount Rushmore right here. And I know it's an annoying song, but it's Barbie Girls.
By Aqua?
Yeah.
Well,
what?
I mean, it was a big one. You don't remember? All right, thank you, Corey.
Barbie Girls?
Yeah, Barbie Girl by Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life
I've
in
never
plastic.
Heard that.
It's just fantastic.
Awful. It's awful.
It was horrible, but it was a big hit.
In the 90s?
It was. It was probably 97.
Is that a soundtrack?
96.
Is that from a movie?
No, it might have been in a movie, but it was just a... There were a lot of songs in the 90s that was just like a song from one artist and then you never heard from ever again.
Oh, yeah, that was King of the One-Hit Wonders,
in
the 90s.
Yeah, and Aqua was one of those. It was a terror... Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Here we go.
I've never heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
Life is your creation.
Well, you were playing college football and in the NFL probably when it came out.
Oh, is this late 90s?
No, it's 96.
Yeah, I'd say like late 90s.
Yeah.
I was a big West Coast guy.
West Coast rap guy.
Yeah, yeah. West Coast rap guy.
I don't think
guy.
Aqua was in the East Coast, West
yeah,
Coast battle.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah I was. I picked a side.
Yeah. I'm from the East Coast, and I ended up picking the West Coast side, too. I picked Ice Cube, and I picked Tupac.
Yeah. Dr.
Is what
Dre?
It is. Is what it is. That's
I got
the better
one. Nothing but a G thing.
Huge.
G thang. I'm G sorry, thang. I've been hanging around you too long.
Huge, huge song.
Yeah.
Huge. Great 90s song. You're going to keep picking out a bunch of them?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was one I wanted to say before somebody else said it.
Okay, all right. 215-592.
I got about five more.
94-94. Rick in Marlton, you're on WIP. What up, Rick?
Guys, this is killing me. I threw open the back of my mouth a little bit because I got to agree with Spike.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yep.
The only guy that feels worse than me is Rojas for throwing that ball over the fence.
That was wild. Yeah, I mean,
that was the craziest thing I ever saw.
It was so close to a game-saving play. And
how's that ball not stay in his glove?
And he didn't even bring it back into the field. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
And Rick, I know you were sort of being facetious with that, but it did look like he threw the ball over the fence. Yes. Though it really, I mean, that's what it looked like he did.
The other guy that feels good today is Bryce Huff, because we're talking about Bryce Harper.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing too I want to say is I did have a table flipping moment last night when I watched him not run that out. I'm going, you know what? I'm not going to put this on Topper, but I'm going to put it on Dave Dombrowski. He's got to go down there and put his finger in Topper's face in front of the entire team and say, this is your freaking problem. Fix it. And then walk out. And anybody who wants to play for Topper, wants to keep that, you know, player police mentality, they're going to get their butts in gear.
Yeah, I just don't think it will. I understand the...
Well, I don't need Dave Dombrowski in the clubhouse at all.
Well, by the way, the minute Dave Dombrowski steps in the clubhouse, that's the end of
you might as well
Rob
fire
Thompson.
Topper, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Could you imagine... Think about this, Rick. Could you imagine if in the middle of the Eagles clubhouse, Howie Roseman came in and told Nick Sirianni how to act?
Nah.
I mean, we think that happened behind the scenes, and we're even worried that it sort of...
No way you can do that.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think it's who Rob Thompson is. I think it is. I put this squarely on the players. If they do decide after the year that they need a more strict, you know, firmer, sort of more fiery manager, Buck Showalter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little Buck Showalter here. Would you like that, Jack?
No.
If they decide that's what they need, then that's what they need. But I don't think Thompson's. I think it would come across as not genuine.
And that don't seem like that's Dave Dombrowski's personality either.
No, he just goes and spends the owner's money. That's his his whole deal, and ignores the trade deadline.
I just think that it would have a little bit more impact on the players without you know, Thompson doing it. Because Thompson can't do it.
Right, but...
I know what your intentions are there. I just think it makes the situation worse. It doesn't necessarily... At least I don't think it is. I don't know if they respond in that situation the way we would hope they would respond.
You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want my song?
Yeah, what's your 90s song?
I got REM, Losing My Religion.
Huge tune. Huge tune. Another one that Ike probably doesn't remember.
No, that sounds like I might know that one.
It's huge. It was a huge tune. Thank you for the call.
You got it, Jack? REM?
REM, Losing My Religion. You would probably recognize it. It was really big.
DJ Clue back there. If you're going to be playing music today on the returns or what have you, show a little love, all right?
To who?
Me.
The ones that he wants.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I played one song coming back
Play
so
two.
Far. Well, what? Hold on. One was Barbie Girl, you know? The other one was the
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Very big saying. 90s tune. Very big.
Oh, yeah. I play a lot of Jay-Z.
Just hook the guy up. Do you have Losing My Religion over there yet or no?
I was getting reprimanded in the middle of it.
All right, so as Jack's finding Losing My Religion, there we go. You might recognize it when the vocals start, which are right here.
Oh, life is bigger.
Nope.
You don't recognize it?
Nope. It's bigger? You
are not me. That hammer is real, for real.
It's called a big dose of D.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Turn it off. You keep doing that. All right. Coming up next, Donovan McNabb, greatest quarterback in Eagles franchise history, joins us next.
Some say
to talk about Jalen Hurts' performance and potentially Five's take on the defensive performance as well. He can talk about all that stuff. So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.